Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter. Masechtes Klayim, Perik Tes Mishnah. Suppose this person is selling garments and some of them are shatnas. And a man comes by, he looks at it, he says, no, I don't think it's going to be wide enough for me or long enough for me. So the seller says, hey, let me put it on, let me show you how long it is, how wide it is. Can he put it on for that reason? Zakh the Mishnah Moichre Kisus, someone who sells garments, garment sellers, Moichre Kedarkan, they could sell the garments in the regular way. If that's how you sell it, you put it on, if that's a normal thing to do, then do it. But you have to be careful. Let's say it's a summer day. And when you put it on, you're saying, at least it's protecting me from the sun now. We're in the winter. You put it on and you say, oh, you see how good it looks? Meanwhile, you're saying, ah, at least I'm warm a little bit. That you can't do. Wait a second. This is a very scary thing. He's like skating on thin ice. There's such an expression. Because you're telling me that if I'm selling shatnas, if I put it on to show it to the customer, it's okay. But the second I feel, ooh, it's protecting me from the sun. Or, ooh, good, it's warm. Then I'm over in Issa Deraisa. That's like playing with fire, isn't it? And the answer is, explains about Tanura. Lamaisa, this is the halacha. Even though if you would have kavana for hana, it would be an Issa Deraisa. But if you don't have kavana, you're putting it on not to protect yourself, not from the heat or not from the cold, but you're putting it on to show off to the customer, it's mutter lechatchila, and that's the halacha, says the batanur. However, v'hatsinuyim, those that are machmer on themselves, mafshilim b'makel, they're not going to put it on. They're going to hang the shatnas suit or the shirt on a stick and say, yeah, you see it now. They would rather do that than wear it. Dear skid, what if he forgets for a moment that it's shatnas? And he thinks, ooh, it's geschmack, it's keeping me warm. So he would rather put a stick over his shoulder. Maybe he doesn't have such a good chance to sell it. It won't look as good. But he doesn't want to take any chances. Now let me ask you something. What do you mean you're selling Klayim? Aren't you causing people to be over Yisurin? And the answer is he's not selling it to Yidden. And if someone is not a Yid, there's no issue for him to wear Klayim. You can sell it then. There are some shitas that hold that even when the Mishnah says you could, we don't mean mamish to put it on. We mean you can like throw it over yourself, but not mamish to wear it. Because if you wear it, then it's usur, even if you don't have a non.